El Supremo is a wood silo painting created by Paraguayan artist Carlos Colombino. It contains an air of sadness as you look closer at the piece to begin to see details you never saw before. El Supremo is a beautiful piece of artwork with the most peculiar of materials used to create it. El Supremo is a wood silo painting, an incredible style of art that Carlos Colombino developed himself. He achieved the style of art by carving into a plank of wood to create different levels and divots. He then used ink or paint to lightly cover the surface, which makes the grain of the wood very prominent. Aside from a few classes in France and Spain, Carlos was a primarily self-taught artist. Born in 1937, Colombino had his first exhibition by the age of 19. As he got older, he began to study architecture, and you can begin to see the architectural influence in some of his pieces. Following his difficult period of artist block that lasted 4 years, the architecture really exploded in his work. All the anxiety and angst that had built up inside him finally escaped him during this period in his life. After finally finding himself, Carlos began his beautiful xylo painting again. El Supremo depicts a rock of some sort with a man's head perched on top. The political turbulence in his home country of Paraguay most likely influenced this tired piece of work. When Colombino created this piece, he might have felt slightly troubled about the politics and government in his country. They had supposedly moved into a time of democracy, but had they really escaped their dictator? If you look closely, you can see that the head at the top of the rock does not have a mouth. I might interpret this as Carlos's feelings and that he and his fellow Paraguayans are still not really heard by their country. The man on the rock appears to be tied down by the ropes surrounding him. It is early in the morning and the sun is starting to rise behind the rock. The man is beginning to wake up and appears very tired. The ropes might be holding him down, but it also looks like they are stitching him together and holding him in one piece. The man wishes he could be free of the ropes, but is imprisoned by them. The ropes have become a part of him, and he a part of the ropes. He is unfinished and forced to stay in this pathetic form. I feel really sorry for this man. While I am free and whole, he is trapped and crumbling. He is not as strong as a rock. He is as brittle as wood. This has been Claire with another Bulldog Podcast.